弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们亲爱的王牧师哈，因为他生病了，所以这礼拜没有办法来讲道。
Our very beloved Pastor Wan, he was sick, so he's not able to preach this Sunday.
那王牧师呢？他在五天前打电话给我，问我可不可以讲道。
So 5 days ago, Pastor Wan called me and asked me if I was able to preach on Sunday.
所以呢，我过去这几天呢，血压都比较高。
So for the past several days, my blood pressure was pretty high.
希望呢，这个仓促准备出来的讲章呢，仍然能够对弟兄姐妹有帮助。
But I do hope that this sermon that is prepared in haste will still be of some help to brothers and sisters.
那么王牧师呢，他打电话给我的时候，他建议我就说能够来讲一些有关人的罪的一些主题。
So when Pastor Wan he called me, he asked me to preach on some topics around the sins.
所以今天呢，让我们一起来思考一个主题，就是什么是罪的起源和罪的本质。
So let's consider today the topic on what is the origin and nature of sin.
好，那现在开始之前呢，让我们一起来祷告。
So before we start, let's pray.
我们亲爱的天父，我们众人来到你的面前来敬拜你。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we come before you to worship you.
来领受你的话语。
And to receive your words.
首先，我们真的为到我们亲爱的王牧师和家人，主啊来祷告。主啊，我们求你，这是来保护他。主啊，让他真的是很快的能够来恢复。
Lord, we just pray for Pastor Wan and his family. We pray for protection and we pray for healing.
纪念他们在每一天在这教会里面都辛苦的忠心的来服侍你。
Lord, remember their faithful and hard service in you.
我们也将接下来的这个信息我们放在你的手中。
And we also put this message in your hands.
人说的话不算什么，但是主啊唯有你出于你的话，主啊是灵是生命，才能够打动人心，才能够改变人的生命。
What we say means nothing, but Lord, your words is the one that can really open our hearts, that can change our lives.
我们求你在接下来的这段时间，丰盛的与我们同在，开启我们的心，以至于我们能够领悟主啊，你要对我们说的话。
Lord, be with us through the Holy Spirit, and let us understand the words that you are speaking to us.
我们感谢赞美主，这样祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。
We praise you and worship you in、
Amen.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 弟兄姐妹，我不晓得在过去的一年半里面，你会不会觉得这个世界好乱？
So brothers and sisters, I don't know if you was wondering for the past year and a half, this world is full of chaos.
甚至于美国这个自由民主、全世界人都羡慕的国家，也陷入那样一个罪恶丑陋的漩涡里。
And even America, this free and liberty, this country full of freedom and liberty, it falls into the pit of ugliness and evil.
那在这个疫情的威胁下呢，我们看到每天的新闻里面都充满了暴力犯罪、种族冲突、权力抗争，还有那个政党的恶斗。
And under the threat of this COVID pandemic, we see news is spreading all over with violence, with sinful deeds, and the racial conflicts, and also the struggle of power and political discourses.
而在这美国之外的世界里呢，我们看到战争还有恐怖袭击不断的在发生。
And outside of the United States, around the world, we see all kinds of terrorist attacks and also warfares.
过去这个礼拜，在阿富汗的局势更让我们每一个人觉得触目惊心。
And especially in the past week, in the situation of Afghanistan is also very shocking to every one of us.
我们看到人心里面的那样一个充满的黑暗，好像墨汁一样染黑了整个神所创造的大地。
And we see the darkness that has filled every one of us like a black ink stains the entire world that God has created.
而我们每个人身处其中，没有一个人能够幸免。
And all of us were a part of it, and nobody can be spared.
也许你会觉得这些负面的消息离我们都太远了，与我们关系不大。
Maybe you think that these negative news are so far away from us and have no relationship to us.
但是当我们环顾我们四周周遭的人呢，我们发现同样的事情也不断的在发生。
But looking around, similar things in smaller scale is actually occurring all the time.
夫妻之间可以为到很小的事情而吵得面红耳赤，甚至于离婚。
And for very small things, a couple can broken to fight and even to divorce.
同事之间呢，可以为了争取表现而彼此勾心斗角，甚至于争竞嫉妒。
And colleagues trying to outperform each other, they can fall into really bad competition and into envy and also jealousy.
那朋友之间呢，可以因为一点的不尊重而最后反目成仇，化友为敌。
And friends, because of a very minor instance of disrespect, they can turn from friends into enemies.
而许多美好的关系呢，就因此而撕裂了，然后以至于彼此内心里面受到无比的创伤。
And many beautiful relationships, because of very simple things, they were torn and inflicted severe damage to their hearts.
我们发觉这些恶都与我们不远。
And we see that the evil things are not far from us.
我们不禁要问，这些罪恶是从哪里来的呢？为什么会带来这么大的杀伤力呢？
We may wonder, where are all these evil things coming from? Why this is so destructive?
这个罪恶起源的问题呢，至今仍然是个谜。
This is still a mystery as of the origin of a sin.
科学、哲学、心理学没有办法，至今为止都没有办法来解开这个谜。
Science and philosophy or psychology, they are not able to solve this mystery.
只有圣经将这样一个奥秘来启示出来。
But only, this is only revealed through the Bible.
所以今天呢，我们要从创世纪，圣经第一本书创世纪来探讨罪的起源跟它的本质。
So today, from Genesis, the first book of the Bible, we're going to discuss the origin and the nature of sin.
只有我们能够清楚的来知道罪和罪的可怕，我们才能够觉得我们需要耶稣的救赎。
Only when we fully understand the sin and also the destructive power of sin, can we really understand our needs for salvation of Jesus.
我们也才会珍惜我们所得到的救恩，也才知道我们要如何走这样一个成圣的道路。
And can we really treasure the salvation, the saving grace that we have received, and really walk on the way towards sanctification?
所以现在呢，首先让我们来探讨罪的起源，让我们一起来读创世纪第二章七到九节，十六到十七节，还有第三章一到七节啊。那我们那个可以照着这个 slide 啊来读。
So let's take on
下页好吗？
So let's take a look at the origin of sin. And starting from reading the scripture of Genesis chapter 2, verse 7 to 9, 16 to 17, and also Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 to 7. You can read from the slides.
Okay, 好，让我们一起来读。耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。耶和华神在东方的伊甸立了一个园子，把所造的人安置在那里。耶和华神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目，其上的果子好做食物。园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶树。耶和华神吩咐他说，园中各样的树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。好，接下来，耶和华神所造的，唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说，神岂是真说，不许你吃园中所有树上的果子吗？女人对神说，园中树上的果子我们都可吃，唯有园中那棵树上的果子神曾说你们不可吃也不可摸，免得你们死。蛇对女人说，你们不一定死，因为神知道你们吃的日子眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神能知道善恶。于是女人接下来于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了，他们二人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身露体，便拿无花果树的叶子为自己编做裙子。我想这段经文呢，我们大家都很熟，甚至呢，很多从来没有读过圣经的人呢，他们也听过 亚当夏娃的故事。
And I suppose you are very familiar with this scripture. And even those who have not read Bible before, they probably have heard of the story of Adam and Eve.
但是呢，他们通常是把它当作那个神话故事来听。
But most of them would actually regard it as myths.
但事实上，这个故事不是神话，而是神的话语。
But this is not myth, but the word of God.
是神在圣经中启示出罪如何进入世界的一个最重要的记载。
But a very important recording, actually the most important recording in the Bible, that God tells us the origin of the sins.
也是我们能够解开罪恶起源之谜最关键的线索。
And the most important clue how we can decipher the mystery of sin.
这故事不仅点出了人的生命到底发生了什么问题。
It not only points out what happens to our lives.
也为到人类需要救赎放下了一个伏笔。
But also set up the stage that we need salvation.
我们看到起初神创造亚当夏娃的时候将他们安置在伊甸园里面来管理园子。
So we see that when God created Adam and Eve, he placed them in the garden, the Garden of Eden.
神又造了各样的果树当作食物使他们的身体可以得到饱足。
And God also created all kinds of trees bearing fruits so that they can be satisfied.
在园子当中呢神放了两棵非常特别的树就是生命树跟分别善恶树。
And within the garden, God placed two very special trees, the tree of life and also the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
那这两棵树呢隐藏着极深奥的奥秘是一个可以打开人性奥秘之门的钥匙。
And within these trees, it buried very deep secrets, a secret that can reveal the mystery of a human being.
但是因为不容易明白，许多不正确的解释呢，反而会造成人们对神、对我们、对神的认识的一个曲解。
But it's very hard for us to understand, and many misunderstanding or misinterpretation is going to distort our understanding towards God.
许多人直觉认为说，分别善恶树是一棵不好的树，甚至是一棵邪恶的树。
Many people would think that the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is not a good tree, and even an evil tree.
因为它吃了会死。
Because when you eat it, you're going to die.
但如果说神是一位良善的神，他为什么会将一棵不好的树放在园子里呢？
But if God is a good God, why does he put this evil tree inside the garden?
另外神明明知道吃了分别善恶树的果子会死。
And since God know that when you eat the fruit of a tree, you're going to die.
但如果神是一位慈爱的神，他为什么会故意将这样的一棵树放在园子里面来引诱亚当夏娃为了要试验他们是否顺服神呢？
If God is a loving God, why does he actually put this tree in the garden to tempt Adam and Eve to eat it so that when they eat, they would die?
而且如果不顺服的话就有严重的后果。
And if they disobey, there would be very severe consequences.
我们看到说许多的慕道友朋友因为这些误解以至于他们认为说神不是一位慈爱良善的神，因此把心门紧闭，来拒绝接受福音。
When we see a lot of seekers, when they saw this scripture, and they thought that God is not a loving God, not a good God, so that's why they closed their hearts and are resistant to the gospel.
我们很难想象任何疼爱孩子的父母亲们，他们为了要试验孩子是否顺服他们，而故意将一个香甜可口的蛋糕放在桌上来引诱他们。
It is very hard to fathom that loving parents, in order to tempt their children, they would put this very delicious cake on the table.
但是呢，却警告他们说不准吃，吃了以后必有重罚。
But to warn them, you are not allowed to eat it. If you eat, there will be very severe punishment.
或是说放了一个有毒的蛋糕在桌上，让他们在不顺服的时候被毒死。
Or even worse, to put this poisonous cake on the table, when they're disobeying, they would eat and die.
我们看到地上的父母尚且不会这样做，何况是我们全然慈爱的天父呢？他绝对不会这样做。
We see that no parents on the earth would actually do this. No, how would a loving and good God would actually do this? He's never going to do this.
事实上呢，如果神的目的只是为了试验亚当夏娃是否顺服的话，其实神大可不必用，那对不起。
Okay, in fact, if God's purpose is just to test to test Adam and Eve, then he doesn't really have to.
那么神大可使用任何一种果树，不管是香蕉树啦，芒果树啦，只要香甜可口的都可以。
And he could just, you know, use any kind of tree, whether it's banana tree or mango tree, any kind of tree with delicious fruits he can use.
那为什么偏偏要叫他做分别善恶树呢？
Why does he actually use this tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
所以很明显的，神给生命树跟分别善恶树取了一个特殊的名称，必定是有他们所代表的一个特重要的含义。
So very obviously, God gave these special names to the tree of life and also the tree of the knowledge of good and evil to represent very deep meanings.
那么这两棵树到底是它？到底它的本质意义是什么呢
？So what is actually indeed the nature and also the meaning of these two trees？
我们看到神创造天地万物之后，在创世纪一章三十一节说到，神看着一切所造的都甚好。
So when we look at the Bible, we see after God has created the heavens and the earth and everything in it, He said God saw everything.That he had made, and behold, it was very good. That was recorded in Genesis chapter 1, verse 31.
所以神所造的没有一样是不好的，包括生命树跟分别善恶树。
So everything that God has made, there is nothing that is bad, including the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
并且呢，这两棵树呢，都是反映出神的本质。
And both trees reflect the nature of God.
因为神是一切生命的源头，神也是一切分别善恶知识的源头。
Because God is the source of all life, and God is the source of knowledge of good and evil.
并且我们看到创世纪三章二十二节提到，人吃了生命树的果子之后就永远活着。
And when we see chapter 3 verse 22, after men eat the tree of life, the fruit of a tree of life, they will live forever.
所以生命树是代表神的生命，因为只有神。是永远活着的。
So the tree of life represents God's life because only God lives forever.
那么生命善分别善恶树又代表什么呢
？And what does the tree of the knowledge of good and evil represents?
分别这个字呢，在英文圣经里面是 knowledge.
So 分别 in English its meaning is knowledge.
那么希伯来原文呢，有知识、洞察还有分辨的意思。
And according to the Hebrew or the original Hebrew language, it has the meaning of knowledge and also understanding and also discernment.
那我们来想想看，那么神是如何分别善恶的呢？那么他分别善恶的标准在哪里
？And how does God differentiate from good and evil? Discern good and evil. What is his standard?
很明显的，在创世之前，只有神存在。
Very obviously, before the creation of everything, there was only God existing.
所以神必定是根据他自己的本性来作为分别善恶的标准。
So God must have, according to his own nature, to differentiate good from evil.
所以任何与神的本性一致的都是善的，都是好的。
So anything that is in accordance with the nature of God is good and is good.
任何违背神的本性的都是恶的。都是不好的。
And anything that goes against God's nature is bad and evil.
我们可以这么说，神完全是以神自己为中心来分别善恶。我再说一次，我们可以这么说，神完全是以神自己为中心来分别善恶，因为神是完全圣洁公义的。
So we can say that God decides what is good and what is evil according to his own holy nature. And I'll say this again. God decides what is good and what is evil according to his own nature because he's holy and he's completely good.
因此呢，我们可以说分别善恶树呢，是代表神分别善恶的主权跟标准。
So that we can say that the tree of the knowledge of good and evil represents God's sovereignty and God's standard.
那这个标准呢，也成为一切受造物的绝对的善恶标准。
And this standard expands to all the created things to be their standards of good and evil.
那现在问题来了。
So here comes the problem.
既然分别善恶树是好的，而且也反映出神的本质，那么为什么人吃了以后会犯罪，甚至会死呢
？So Now we know that the tree of knowledge of good and evil is good and tells us how to differentiate from good and evil. But then why, when human being ate the fruit of it, they would die.
我们看到撒旦，那个撒旦化身的这个蛇在引诱夏娃的时候，他说出了吃分别善恶树的果子会主会产生的后果。
So we saw, when Satan, in the form of a serpent, when he was tempting Eve, to eat the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he said, the reason.
因为他说，因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了，你们就变如神，能够知道善恶。
He said, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
而且呢，亚当和夏娃在吃了果子之后呢，圣经也说到，耶和华神说，那人已经与我们相似，能够知道善恶。
And after Adam and Eve, after they had eaten the fruit, the scripture also said, then the Lord God said, behold, the man has become like one of us in knowing good and evil.
所以当人吃了分别善恶树的果子之后呢，他就如神一样能够分别善恶。
So after man had eaten the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, he would become like God, knowing good and evil.
诶，那这不是很好吗？难道神不愿意人有分别善恶的能力吗？
Isn't it actually good? Why don't God wants us to have the ability to discern between good and evil?
然后真正的问题出在这里。
So here comes the real issue.
当人吃了分别善恶树的果子之后呢？
After we have eaten the fruit of a tree of knowledge of good and evil,
人就开始如神一样，开始以人的自我为中心来分别善恶。我再说一次，当人吃了分别善恶树的果子之后呢，人就如神一样，开始以人的自我为中心来分别善恶。
So, after man has eaten the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they would become like God. And based on their self-centeredness, they start to differentiate good from evil. And I'll say this again. So after man has eaten the fruit of the tree of good and evil, of knowledge of good and evil, they would become like God and decide what is good and what is evil, centered around themselves.
以至于呢，神离开了以至于离开了以神的本性为中心的一个善恶的标准。
And they have departed from this standard, which is centered around God.
也就是说呢，人的自我坐上了生命的宝座，然后取代了神的地位，成为我们生命的中心。
Which is to say that our self-ego has replaced God on the throne of our lives.
所以呢，自从人类开始，于是呢，人类开始以自我为中心，按照自己的本性和喜好来分别善恶。
And men started to center around themselves and based on our own preferences to decide what is good and what is evil.
所以一切顺自己心意的就是好，是就善的，就是好的。
Everything that complies is in conformance with our hearts, we think it is good.
那一切违背自己心意的呢，就是恶的，就是不好的。
Everything that against our preference is bad and evil.
因此人的生命不再能够反映出神原初创造人类的时候的那样一个荣美的形象。
And so we no longer are able to reflect this glorious image when God first created us.
因此而且呢，人的行为和思想也亏缺了神的荣耀，亏缺了神荣耀的本性，而产生各样的罪。
And our thoughts, our deeds have fallen short of the nature God has created us and that many sins are generated.
所以圣经说世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
That's why the Bible says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God."
你可以想象，说当世上每一个人都是以自我为中心来分别善恶，都觉得说我对你错的时候，那么世界上各式各样的罪恶就应运而生了。
And just imagine, like if every one of us decide what is good and what is evil according to our own standards and think that I am correct and you're wrong. How many sins and evil that is going to come about?
而这种以自为中心来分别善恶的这种本性呢，就成为人类生命的一部分。
And this nature, which decide what is good and what is evil according to our own preference, centered around our own selves, became part of our human nature, part of our lives.
这就是所谓的罪性，也就是人类一切罪恶的起源。
This is the so-called the origin of the nature of sin, which is the origin of every sinful deeds.
所以这就是为什么神吩咐亚当夏娃说不可吃分别善恶树的果子的原因。
And that is the reason why God commanded Adam and Eve that they are not allowed to eat the fruit of a tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
但神为什么又说你吃的日子必定死呢？
Why God continued to say that on the day you eat it, you're surely die.
事实上，他们吃了以后并没有立即死亡。那么，所以这个地方的死到底是代表什么呢？
Because as a matter of fact, they did not immediately die after they eat it. So what is the death actually referring to here?
所以圣经罗马书第五章十二节说到，这就如罪从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
This is recorded in the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 12. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned.
也就是说，罪使人失去了一个永恒的生命，然后跟生命树完全无分。
This is to say that sin has made us separated from this eternal life, and that we no longer have the portion in the tree of life.
所以从那个时候呢，人的肉体的生命就会面临死亡，人的属灵生命也会面对永死，而且与神永远的隔绝。
And from that time point on, our bodily life will suffer death, and our spiritual life will suffer eternal death, and we will be separated from God forever.
有人认为说，罪性的产生呢，是因为亚当夏娃犯了不顺服神的罪而来的。
And some people would think that the origin of sinful nature is actually because Adam and Eve disobeyed God.
但是呢，这只说对了一半。
But this is only half true.
的确，他们受了引诱，违背神的诫命的时候，这是神所不喜悦的。
Of course, when they were tempted and disobeyed God, this is very displeasing to the Lord.
但是神有了罪性，却不是直接出于神对他们犯罪的处罚。
But the fact that they started to have the sinful nature is not a direct punishment from God.
而是因为吃了分别善恶树的果子的立即的后果。
But an immediate consequence because they have eaten the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
我们可以在接下来的经文里面看到说，当神呼唤亚当夏娃的时候呢，他们亚当夏娃的生命的本质已经发生了一个无可逆转的一个巨变。
So we can see from the following verses that when God called out to Adam and Eve, their lives, Adam and Eve's lives, they have already sustained an irreversible change.
而且呢，变得自我中心。
And they have become self-centered.
而且这个改变呢，不是出于 DNA 忽然的突变，而是人的本性上，在人的本性上面一个永恒的改变。
And this is not because of the sudden mutation of the DNA, but because in the spiritual realm, our nature just changed.
这就是为什么，只要是人，即使是刚出生的婴孩，他都带着罪性在他的生命。
This is the reason why every single human being, even the infants, as soon as they were born, everyone carries a sinful nature.
那么接下来我们就来探讨什么是罪的本质。
So next we're going to discuss what is the nature of sin.
让我们继续来读创世纪第三章七到十三节。
And let's continue to read Genesis chapter 3 verse 7 to 13.
对，这边哈，好，让我们一起来读。他们二人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身露体，便拿无花果树的叶子做裙子。天起了阳风，耶和华神在园中行走，那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园子里的树木中，躲藏耶和华的面。耶和华神呼唤那人，对他说，你在那里？在哪里？他说，我在园里听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身露体，便藏了。耶和华说，谁告诉你赤身露体呢？莫非你吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子吗？那人说，你所赐给我与我同居的女人，她把树上的果子给我，我就吃了。耶和华神对女人说，你做的是什么事呢？女人说，那蛇引诱我，我就吃了。我们看到呢， 当亚当夏娃吃了分别善恶树的果子以后呢，他们眼睛立刻明亮了。
We see that after Adam and Eve ate the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, their eyes were immediately opened.
也就是他们自我的眼睛被打开了，开，从那时候开始呢，就以自我为中心的一个眼光来看周，来看周遭的一切事物。
And their eye of their ego actually were opened. And from then on, they started to see their surroundings from their own perspective, centered around themselves.
那接下来呢，他们就如神一样，开始以自为中心来分辨善恶。
And next is that they were like God to differentiate, to discern good and evil from their own perspective.
那他第一个发现的呢，就是自己赤身露体。
The first thing that they discovered is that they were naked.
因为他们开始有了很强的自我意识，
because they,
将注意力全部都集中在自己身上。
Because they started to have this very strong self-consciousness, and they focused all of their attention is on themselves.
并且呢，他们开始有了出于自我为中心的一个比较。
And they started to have this comparison centered around themselves.
比较自己和对方这个外在身体的器官的不同而产生了羞耻感。
They compared their body with one another and started to be ashamed of the differences.
所以呢，他们用无花果树的叶子来为自己编裙子啊，来遮羞。
And so they started to sew the loincloths for themselves using fig tree leaves.
我们发现呢，他们也开始非常在乎别人怎么看他们，以及非常在意是否被他人接纳。
And they are very conscious about how other people regard them, and very conscious about whether they are accepted by other people.
所以当神呼唤他们的时候，他们就躲在园子的树林里。
So when God called out to them, they hid themselves in the bushes.
为了要躲避神的面，一方面呢，是因为他们赤身露体感到羞耻。
To hide away from the face of God, on the one hand,they thought they were naked and they want to hide themselves.
那另外一方面是因为他们违背了神的诫命啊，神的告诫而感到罪疚跟害怕。
On the other hand, because they disobeyed God's commandments, they were feeling guilty and they were afraid of the punishment.
不止如此，当神开始质问他们的时候呢，他们开始有了以自为中心的论断。
And not only this, when God started to question them, they have this argument for themselves.
那么亚当呢，首先先怪罪神啊，因为是神将夏娃赐给他的。
Adam first and foremost blame God because it was God who gave Eve to Adam.
并且呢，亚当觉得都是夏娃的错，自己完全没有错。把责任都归咎在夏娃的身上。
And Adam thought it was all because of the fault of Eve. There is nothing wrong with myself. And so he put all the blames on Eve.
哎呀，夏娃自己呢，也觉得自己没有错，那把责任全部都推卸在蛇的身上。
And Eve also, she didn't think that there is anything wrong with her. And she put all the blames on the serpent.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有发现，亚当跟夏娃的行为表现，在我们每个人身上都看得到。
And brothers and sisters, do you not find that the action of Adam and Eve can be actually found in all in every one of us?
因为我们每个人里面都有同样的罪性。
Because every one of us we share the same sinful nature.
而且以自为中心来分别善恶，正是罪的本质。
And to discern evil from good based on self-centeredness, this is the nature of sin.
事实上呢，人所犯的一切无论大小的罪，
In fact, all the sinful deeds, whether big or small,
无论是心中的恶念、口中的恶言或手中的恶行，
whether the evil thoughts of the heart, the evil words of a tongue, or the evil deeds of your hands,
都是源自于那个以自为中心来分别善恶的那个罪性。
All originated from the sinful nature, which you use to discern evil and good based on your own self-centeredness.
所以罗马书第一章那个地方呢，来提到了各式各样的罪。
So in the book of Romans, it mentioned all kinds of sins.
我来念哈，因此神就任凭他们放纵可耻的情欲，这些人充满了各样的不义、邪恶、贪心、阴险、满怀嫉妒、凶杀、好斗、欺诈、幸灾乐祸，又是好说谗言的、毁谤人的、憎恨神的、凌辱人的、 傲慢的、自夸的、制造恶事的、忤逆父母的、冥顽不灵的、不守信用的、冷酷无情的、没有恻隐之心的。
So I'll read from Romans chapter 1. For this reason God gave them up for a dishonorable passion. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They're full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They're gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, and ruthless.
所以呢，我们可以将这些罪呢，来归纳成四方面，来探讨什么是罪的本质。
And so we can actually categorize all these sins into four categories and to talk about, to discuss about the nature of sin.
罪的本质的第一点呢，就是自我为中心的意念。
First is that the thought that is self-centered.
弟兄姐妹，其实我们每个人生来都是自我为中心的。
And brothers and sisters, everyone, we were born to be self-centered.
而最直接的表现呢，就是自私自利。
And the most direct manifestation is that we're selfish and a certain center around our own interest.
我们习惯每一件事情都先考虑自己的利害得失，把自己的利益放在第一位。
And we're so accustomed to start thinking of one thing from our own gains and loss, and to put our own interest in the first.
尤其在这个时代，我们每一个人都非常的个人主义。
Especially in this era, every one of us is so individualistic.
认为只要我喜欢，有什么不可的？反正人不为己，天诛地灭嘛。
And we think that if we like it, why not? It is the end of heaven and earth. When ourselves we no longer serve.
翻译的很不错。那这种自私自利呢，必定导致唯利是图，而做出损人利己的事情。
And so this self-centeredness, this selfishness.Inevitably will lead to we would say the profit alone, or the profit is the most important thing, and to do things that will benefit ourselves and to sin against others.
我们看以前那个毒奶粉、地沟油的事件，这种事情层出不穷，一再的发生。
And we see all these incidences like, you know, the poisonous formula or the recycled sewage oil used for restaurants. And these come one after another.
而且呢，每一个人，当每个人都自，每，世上每个人都自私自利的时候呢，那个利益的冲突就产生了，于是就带出很多的憎恨、争斗，还有报复的这些罪来。
And when these things happen, when everybody is just thinking about themselves and selfish, here comes the conflict of self-interest. And there comes a lot of hatred and struggle and also revenge.
而罪的本质的第二点呢，就是自我为中心的欲望。
The second part of the essence of the sin is the desire of self-centeredness.
其实呢，神原本创造人类的时候呢，他赐给我们在生理上在心理上有自然的需求跟欲望。
When God created us, He has given us this desire to fulfill our body and spiritual life.
但这些呢，受到罪性的影响以后，就无限的膨胀，成为一个无穷的私欲。
But proper desires, because of the influence of the sin, it expanded without limit to be self-centeredness.
而且这种私欲呢，就像一个无底坑一样，越填越大，永远无法满足。
The selfish desire, it becomes like a bottomless pit, and the more you try to fill it, the bigger it grows.
而且成了许多的罪啊、罪恶，还有繁殖的一个温床。
And it becomes the breeding bed of many sins and evil deeds.
所以呢，圣经说，私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。
That's why the Bible says, when desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death.
我们看到许多人为了要满足那个物质的欲望，就汲汲营营的在追求物质享受、财富、名利，还有权势地位。
And we see a lot of people, they try to, in the effort to try to satisfy their material desires, they work really hard. hard to fulfill the material and luxury, and for they strive for authority and also for position, and they also strive for wealth and also fame.
甚至于呢，不惜铤而走险，那以至于用贿赂、诈欺，还有恶毒的方式来达到敛财的目的。
And they are even willing to take risks, to use illegal methods like bribes or committing fraud, so as to fulfill their own purpose.
而且有很多人呢，许多人呢，为了要满足肉体的情欲，以至于沉迷在色情的媒体或者是邪情爱欲的当中，而衍生出许多淫乱、性侵还有强暴的行为。
And many of the people, they indulge themselves in pornography and also erotic lusts, which gave birth to many evil deeds like fornication, sexual harassment, and even rape.
那么罪的本质呢？第三点呢，就是自我为中心的比较。
And the third part of the nature of sin is comparison with self-centeredness.
我想我们必须要承认，我们每一个人都有一种与生俱来。难以摆脱的一个习性。
Every one of us, we have this nature which is really hard to separate from us.
那就是比较。
Which is comparison.
我们什么都比，比房子，比车子，比孩子。
We compare everything. We compare our houses, our cars, and our children.
然后年轻的人呢，喜欢比身材，比名牌，比人气。
So the youngsters, they compare for their figures and popularity, and what else? Sorry.
名牌跟人气, that's fine.
Oh, 名牌, brand that they wear.
那我要问说，这些习性是从哪里来的呢？
And we would actually wonder, where are all these nature coming from?
那其实呢，当人类有了自我为中心来分别善恶的罪性之后呢，
Actually, after we have this nature, the sinful nature to differentiate, to discern good and evil based on our own preference.
我们每个人的里面呢，就有一把那个看不见一个衡量别人的尺。
And every one of us, we actually have this ruler, this invisible ruler inside of us.
而这把尺呢，是以自我为中心的喜好、本性跟喜好为标准来做衡量的。
And this ruler uses the standards of our own preference to judge others.
所以当我们比赢的话呢，我们就骄傲自大。
So when we compare with others and we win, we're going to be proud of ourselves.
当我们比输的时候呢，我们就记恨自怜。
And when we lose, we're going to be very angry and start to be self-pitied.
那当我们自己有拥有别人羡慕的东西的时候，那么我们就炫耀自夸。
When we have something that other people desires, we would boast and we will boast about ourselves.
那当别人拥有好东西的时候，我们就嫉妒贪恋。
When others have good things, then we're going to be jealous and envious.
我们看到说这些比较呢，最终衍生出许多的苦毒、恼怒，还有嫉恨、贪婪的这些恶念。
These comparisons will generate all kinds of evil, undesirable thoughts, like envy, and anger, lust, and evil thing, bitterness.
最终呢，可能导致一些严重的罪行来。
Which may also lead into even more severe sinful deeds.
1991年呢，那时候我还在密歇根大学读书的时候，那时候有一件叫做卢刚事件是非常震动的事件，震撼事件。
In 1991, when I was still a student in the University of Michigan, there happened this Lu Gang event, which shook the entire world.
爱荷华大学呢，有一个中国的留学生叫卢刚。
In the University of Iowa, there was a Chinese student whose name is Lu Gang.
他因为要跟他的同学，他很优秀，但是他为了跟他的同学比较。结果呢，比输了，没有拿到那个论文奖。
He himself was a very excellent student, but he was always in the competition with his fellow students. And he lost the comparison. He was not awarded with the thesis award.
结果呢，他就拿枪 把他的同学以及很多的教好几位教授以及埃尔大学的副校长全部都枪杀了。
So he took a pistol and killed his fellow student, his classmate, and several other professors, including the provost of the University of Iowa.
这就是以自我为中心的比较所出来的恶果。
And this is the consequence of comparison, the self-centered comparison.
那么罪的本质的第四点呢，就是自我为中心的论断。
The fourth nature of sin is self-centered judgment.
当罪性进入我们的生命里面之后呢，我们每一个人就开始以自我的标准来评断一切。
When the sinful nature entered our lives, every one of us used our own standard to judge things around us.
这就是为什么我们每一个人都很喜欢批评论断。
That is why every one of us so much enjoy to judge and to criticize.
我们习惯批评周遭的每一个人事物。
We like to judge and criticize everything around us, everyone around us.
我们也喜欢论断每一件事情。每一个我们所听到的新闻或小道的消息。
And we would like to give our opinions on the news or even gossips that we hear.
我们总会觉得说我最懂，我所知道的最正确。
And we always think that we know the best and what I know is the most correct.
不止如此，我们还有另外一项非常擅长的一个事情，就是抱怨。
Not only this, there's something that everyone are very good at, which is complaining.
我们觉得每一件事情都是别人的错。
And we think that everything is the fault of another person.
但我们自己呢，却抵死不愿意认错。
But ourselves are not willing to admit that we are wrong, even to the point of death.
所以呢，夫妻之间可以为到一件很小的事情而吵到要离婚，只是为了要坚持说我对你错。
So couples can fall into this fight.Starting from a very minor conflict, just to maintain that I am right and you are wrong.
那不同的种族啦，还有政党之间呢，可以彼此的这些攻击、谩骂，只是为了要坚持那个双方坚持说我是你非。
And different races, different parties, they can continue their slander against each other, just because they always maintain that I am correct and you are wrong.
那么两国之间呢，可以因为一言不合而发动战争，只是因为两方都坚持说自己是站在正义的一方，在惩罚罪恶。
And two different nations can start this warfare out of one single discourse, just because they think that I am correct, I am the righteous side, and you are the evil side.
所以，即使是最残暴的恐怖分子，他们也是打着圣战的名号。在那个地方来进行屠杀。
And even the cruelest terrorist, they would actually uphold the banner of jihad to kill other people.
而这种以自为中心来分别善恶的终极表现呢，就是高抬自我在神之上。
The ultimate manifestation of this self-centeredness is to promote oneself above God.
并且取代了神呢，坐在审判者的位置上面来评论一切。包括论断神。
And to replace God, to replace his position as the judger on the throne, and starting to judge the world based on based on our preference.
所以我们许多人呢，在还不认识神之前呢
，So many of us before we get to know this God,
我们都毫无顾忌的会去亵渎造他的神，并且咒诅那个宇宙万物的主宰。
We would with no reservation to blaspheme this God who created the heavens and the earth.
并且呢，从自我的角度来批评神说，哎，神为什么可以这样做？神为什么不能那样做？
And from our own perspective, we would criticize God and judge why he could do this and not that.
这显示出罪性的可怕，使人无限的膨胀，自我膨胀。
And this shows how horrifying the sinful nature is, that our self-ego is expanding to an unlimited extent.
让我们完全蒙蔽在自我的之中，而看不到人应有的地位，以及看不到神至高的主权。
And that we are completely blinded by our ego, unable to see our own position and the supreme position of God.
接下来我们来看解决之道。
And next, let's see the solution.
让我们继续来读创世纪的第三章二十二到二十四节。
Let's continue to read Genesis chapter 3, verse 22 to 24.
好，我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
耶和华神说，那人已经与我们相似，能知道善恶。现在恐怕他伸手又摘生命树的果子吃，就永远活着。耶和华神便打发他出伊甸园去，耕种他自出之土。于是把他赶出去了，又在伊甸园的东侧安置基路伯和四面转动发火焰的剑，要把守生命树的道路。我们看到说，如果当初亚当夏娃他选择了生命树的果子的话，那么神的生命就会进入他的里面，使他有一个以神为中心的生命。
We see that when if Adam and Eve actually chose the fruit of the tree of life, God's life is going to enter them and to give them eternal life with God.
但是呢，亚当夏娃却吃了分别善恶树的果子，以至于人类呢的生命就因为罪性的关系而堕落败坏，而且与神永远永恒的圣洁的生命完全的不相容。
But Adam and Eve indeed, they chose the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that their life started to go through this downward spiral and to be separated completely with God forever.
因为这个原因呢，神的灵就没有办法再住在那个被罪污所玷污的所污染的人的里面。
And because of this, God's Spirit is no longer able to dwell within our lives, which has been stained by the sinful nature.
这就是为什么神阻绝了通往生命树的道路，而不让亚当夏娃再拿到再吃生命树的果子。
And that is why God blocked the way towards the tree of life and did not allow Adam and Eve to continue to eat the fruit of a tree of life.
弟兄姐妹，这对人类来说是一个悲剧性的一个宣告。
And brothers and sisters, this is such a tragic proclamation to all mankind.
这表示，因为这表示说，所有的世人都要活在那个罪恶的世界底下。
This is actually telling us that all sinners is going to live under the curse of sin.
并且在死亡的咒诅之下呢，过着一个没有指望的生活。
And they are living this hopeless life under the curse of sin.
而且更绝望的是，他要与造他、爱他的天父的神呢，永远的隔绝。
And what is more desperating is that we're going to be forever separated from this God who created us.
我们知道这绝对不是神当初创造人类的时候的心意。
And we know that this is by no means the intention of God when he created us.
那感谢神，因为神对人类的怜悯跟恩典呢。
But praise be to the Lord because of his mercy to us.
在神封住通往生命树的道路之前呢，他放下了一个救赎人类的伏笔，使人类呢有一个得救的盼望。
Before he blocked the way towards the tree of life, he set up a stage for us to be saved, that we can have this hope of being of salvation.
让我们一起来读创世纪三章十四到十五节。
Let's read together Genesis chapter 3, verse 14 to 15.
耶和华神对蛇说：“你记得做这次事。”就必受咒诅，比一切的牲畜野兽更甚。你必用肚子行走，终身吃土。我要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也要彼此为仇。女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。那这里经文里面呢，提到女人的后裔，其实就是预表主耶稣基督。
So the scripture talks about the offspring of women, which is a foreshadowing of Jesus Christ.
而且神在这里预言了耶稣基督跟仇敌撒旦之间的一个属灵的征战。
And here also prophesies the spiritual warfare between Jesus Christ and also the devil Satan.
而这个征战呢，从世界的开始一直持续到世界的末了。
This warfare lasts from the beginning of the earth to the end of the earth.
从圣经创世纪开始记载，一直记载到圣经最后一本书启示录为止。
It is recorded in the beginning of the Bible, the Genesis, all the way to the last book of the Bible, the Revelation.
那这场征战的焦点是什么呢？
And what is the focus of this warfare?
我们可以说，这场征战就是一个以神为中心、 和以自为中心之间的一个交战。
And we can say that this war is between the self-centeredness and the God-centeredness.
为什么呢？
Why?
其实呢，这正是基督福音的一个核心。
Indeed, this is actually the core of gospel message.
起初，神创造人类的时候，是要人类有一个以神为中心的一个生命。
In the beginning, when God created a human being, He wanted us to have this life which is centered around God.
因为神一切丰盛的本性呢，的属性呢，都只有在以神为中心的生命里面才能够彰显出来。
Because all God's abundance actually can only be manifested when we live a life with God as a center.
但是呢，人类的始祖选择以自我为中心，因而犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
However, our ancestors chose to live a life centered around themselves and to fall short of glory of God.
因此呢，神差派耶稣基督来借着十字架的救赎呢，使我们脱离自我为中心的罪 的生命。
That is why God sent Jesus Christ here, and through the salvation on the cross, that we can be saved outside of our sinful nature.
并借着圣灵的内住呢，使我们重新得到一个以神为中心的一个永恒的生命。
And because of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, that we can regain this glory of a God centered around God.
另外呢，借此来败坏仇敌的诡计，因为呢，撒旦他也是因为自我为中心，想要与神同等而堕落的。
And to thwart the scheme of a devil, because Satan, because he wanted to be to live a self-centered life, he has fallen from his glory.
那我们要来问，为什么只有耶稣基督的救赎才能够救我们脱离自我为中心的罪性呢？
We may ask that why only through the salvation of Jesus can save us from the sinful nature of self-centeredness.
因为罪性是在人属灵的层面里面，是人的本性的一部分。
Because the sinful nature is part of our spiritual realm, which is part of our spiritual life.
那医学呢，可以透过药物或 DNA 的改造来改变身体的运作。
Medicinal sciences, they can use medicines or alteration of the DNA to change our bodies.
但却没有办法触及人属灵层面的问题。
But cannot touch the problems of spiritual realm.
那心理学呢，可以透过心理辅导来改变人的感觉，却没有办法来改变人的自我为中心。
And psychology can through counseling change our feelings, but they are not able to change our minds.
那教育呢，可以改变人的思想，却没有办法除去人的罪性。
And education can change our thinking, but are not able to alter our sinful nature.
那宗教呢，可以教人修身养性，但却没有办法改变人的人性。
Religions can improve our characters, but they cannot remove our nature.
所以呢，只有透过耶稣基督的救赎呢，我们里面的那个带着罪性的那个旧人，才能与基督同钉十字架。
And only through the salvation of Jesus can we crucify our old self, which is infused with the sinful nature, alongside with Jesus Christ on the cross.
并且借着圣灵呢，得到一个永恒的新生命，以至于我们可以在基督里成为一个新造的人。
And through the Holy Spirit can we have this new life that through Jesus Christ we can become a new being.
使我们能够脱离自我为中心罪性，而过一个以神为中心的生活。
That we can indeed and truly escape from the sinful nature and to live together with God.
其实我们只要稍微做观察，我们都可以发现说，人的本性其实真的是自我为中心的。
Only through very simple observations can we find that our lives are actually basically self-centered.
并且看到说，这个罪的本性是一切罪恶祸患的来源。
And we can see that the sinful nature is the origin of every sinful deeds and every destruction.
但却没有任何的宗教哲学能够解释人里面的这个自我为中心是怎么来的。
But no single religion or philosophy can explain where does this sinful nature come from.
只有圣经将它解释出来。
Only the Bible revealed it to us.
我们看到罪性把我们挟制到一个地步，连我们想要立志行善的时候，要做好事的时候，都难免会带着一些自我为中心的一些动机在里面。
And we see that the sinful nature has such a strong grip on us that even if we desire to do good, we're not able to do so.
这就是为什么圣经说，我也知道在我里面，就是在我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志行善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
That is why the Bible says, for I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh. For I have desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out.
那既然自我为中心是一切罪恶的根源，那么人类有没有其他的选项，以至于我们可以脱离自我为中心呢？
Now that we know the self-centeredness is the origin of all sins, so is there any other alternatives for us to choose that we can escape the self-centeredness?
我们看到佛教呢，佛教它观察到人一切的烦恼跟痛苦都是出于对自己自我的一个自我执着、啊、他们叫做我执。
So, Buddhism actually observed that all the worries and pain of our life is originated from self-obsession.
所以必须要修炼到一个无我的地步
so
you 的境界。
You have to practice towards a status of selflessness.
但人真的有办法来做到无我吗？
But is there really a way for us to come to a point where we're truly selfless?
我们发觉说很奇怪的是，当我们越想要无我的时候呢，我们发觉我们里面的己呢，反而在我们里面越来越大。
So we've actually found that the more we try to come to the status of selflessness, the more grip we.The more grip of self-centeredness we can feel.
因为我们把注意力全部都放在自我为中心的一个省察里面。
Because all our focus is on a self-reflection.
这就是人的自我非常吊诡的地方。
And this is actually the most tricky part of self-centeredness.
那有些人呢，有些人呢，他们尝试不为自己活，为他人而活。以他人为中心。
Some people would try not to live for themselves, but to live for other people and to center around other people.
这是比较无私的想法哈，但终究呢，必定会失望。
This is truly selfless motivation, but they will be disappointed eventually.
因为那些成为你生命中心的人呢，也都是自我为中心的人。
Because those people who become the center of your life, they actually are people who are self-centered.
福音告诉我们说，唯有为神而活，以神为中心，才能救我们脱离那个自我为中心的笼牢。
The gospel tells us that only when you start to live for God, can you really jump out of the mire of living for yourself.
因为按照神的设计呢，神原本被造的时候是一个根据一个以神为中心的蓝图造的。
Because when God created you, He created you out of a blueprint centered around Himself.
唯有在这个架构底下呢，人才能活出那样一个荣美、丰盛、有意义的人生。
And only under that only under that frame can you truly live out this glorious and abundant life.
弟兄姐妹和朋友们
，So brothers and sisters and friends.
那个通往生命树的道路呢，因着人的罪被阻隔了。
The road towards the tree of life, because of our sins, were blocked.
然而因着耶稣基督的救赎，这个通往生命树道路的这个永生之路呢，又重新向我们开启。
But because of the salvation of Jesus Christ, this road has been reopened to us.
在我们当中，如果你还不是基督徒的话，你是否愿意来接受这福音这个大好的消息，来翻转你的生命呢？
If you are not yet a Christian, are you willing to receive the gospel message and to really turn your sinful life around?
以至于你可以不需要再为自己活，而是为那个爱你、来救赎你的主耶稣而活。
That no longer you will live for yourself, but to live for this God who loves you.
并且活出一个以神为中心的一个丰盛的生命来。
And to live out this life which is God-centered, which is abundant.
你是否愿意呢？
Are you willing?
如果说你想要更多知道福音的话，你可以跟我们当中任何一位你所认识的弟兄姐妹谈。
If you are willing to know more about this gospel message, you feel free to discuss any one of us that you know.
那让我们现在一起来做祷告。
So let's bow and pray.
天父啊，我们将自己都摆在你的面前。
Heavenly Father, we place ourselves before you.
我们知道我们实在已经被我们的自我为中心的罪性捆绑许久。
And we know that we are under this grip of self-centeredness, our sinful nature, for such a long time.
你原本造我们的时候，所要给我们的那些平安、喜乐， 都因为自我为中心而消耗殆尽。
When you created us, the peace and joy that we had in the beginning were consumed by our self-centeredness.
天父，我们就求你，真的让我们知道这个真理以后，我们就愿意有一个渴望的心来知道我需要你的救恩。
And Lord, we pray that after we have known this truth, we would have this desire to know more about you.
愿主你自己今天的话语，不管是我们已经信主，还没有信主的朋友，主啊，我们里面都能够来明白你的话语，而且真的是有一个渴慕的心。
Lord, give us understanding, whether we are believers already or we are still seekers. May we have this heart to understand you more.
能够更加的以你的福音为活 来活，能够为你而活，为那爱我们为救赎我们主而活。
That our lives we can live for you, for your gospel, and for the Lord that loves us so much.
我们这样祷告，祈求奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen.